You're listening to Saturday Breakfast with Adrian Francis on ABC Radio Canberra.
We certainly met some terrific community champions recently as part of ABC Canberra's Community Spirit Awards, where you nominated quiet achievers, the people in your community doing things for others rather than themselves. People like finalist Tendai Ganga, a registered nurse and mother to three children. Back in 2005, Tendai left her family in Zimbabwe to make a new life in Canberra. And since then, she's spoken openly about her own struggles with mental health after making this major move. She's also found great strength and meaning in helping others through her book, Let Your Light Shine, How to Get Rid of Darkness from Your Life, and also Born to Shine, a women's empowerment organisation that she launched here in 2019. And these are among the themes of a free online event, which Tendai is hosting tonight. And I spoke to her about it. Yuma, welcome and good morning, Tendai. Thank you so much for being with us. What's prompted you to hold this Zoom event tonight that is free for Canberrans?
Yes, thank you so much and a very good morning to you. You know what? Following the awards and everything that has been happening this week, I was like, wow, there's a lot that is happening. People are experiencing a lot of mental health issues. People are stressed, having been in the lockdown. Then I thought it's better we host this event. The theme is Lived Experiences, Unveiling the Secret Storms. And it's in line with this month, October, it is Mental Health Month. So I've lined up three great speakers who are going to come and share their lived experiences with mental health. And I might take this opportunity as well to just share the details. Like, it's tonight, 16th of October at 7 p.m. And it's on Zoom and also live on my Facebook page, Tendai Ganga Facebook page. So it's free so that people can come in the comfort of their homes, join online and learn something online. Thank you as well for supporting me with the recent awards as well.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Tendai. It was wonderful to learn more about Born to Shine and your life as part of ABC Canberra's Community Spirit Awards, where you were a finalist. And yours is very much a story of hope. For anyone unfamiliar with your story about making a life in Canberra after leaving your homeland of Zimbabwe, what can you share with us about your own lived experiences with secret storms, hidden challenges, mental health struggles, Tendai?
Yes, thank you so much for that. You know, I can just give an explanation a bit by giving an example of a wedding. We all know we have been to weddings. We see a bride walking in, she's so beautiful in a gown, but not many will be knowing that bride. And we all will be waiting for that time when the veil is removed from your face. That's when we can see the person whom we have stood, applauded as she was walking through the aisle. So in life, we are seeing people walking. They might put a smiling face. They might dress up well, drive Porsche cars, and yet deep inside, they are dealing with secret storms, challenges that they are ashamed, afraid, not so confident to share about. This is what happened to me. Like, when I came to Australia, like any other people would be like, oh, okay, let's go for greener pastures, let's go to improve our lifestyle. But the whole journey of me having to leave my family back, in 2005, I had a baby who was just like, how many months? Born in May 2005. And here I was leaving my baby and two other young children. It was difficult. It was, you know, a journey of mental torture because I was split in between. My other mind was back home. And now I'm having to face a new working field with the different operators. Coming from a managerial role, I'm coming to start as a registered nurse in a ward. So it came with its own challenges, which I breathed up, just for the sake of my kids, and I managed to bring my family and my husband that time. But again, like I'm saying, you know, when you come from another country, we could come with our managerial posts, then we are set there. My husband then could not find a job. And here he was forced to be staying at home looking after children. And culturally, it was something new for him. Because back home, men, they come from work, they come relax. And you, the woman, you do everything. And we've got someone looking after our children. So it came with its own challenges. And within that first year, I felt this crushing pain this other day when I wanted to wake up at night to go to the bathroom. And my ankles, my joints started to hurt. Then I had to go to the doctors, had this test, and they told me that I've got an autoimmune, which is lupus.
On ABC Radio Canberra, you're listening to Tendai Ganga. She created Born to Shine, a women's empowerment organisation which has gone on to also support children and families, particularly through this period of lockdown. She's sharing some of her experiences of making a new life in Canberra from Zimbabwe, and in particular being diagnosed with lupus.
Thank you so much. So you find that you are looking forward to settling, to enjoying life in this beautiful country. Australia is so beautiful. That's why we chose Australia than any other countries around, you know. But it was blow after blow. And imagine, like, mentally what's going on. I'm trying to settle in a world. We are trying to manage our new life now here with the husband at home. He's not employed. Even when he eventually got a job, it was, you know, less money than what he was getting. So it's not just like, okay, yeah, we are now in a new country. You need to enjoy every bit of it. But it was a different story, and it impacted us in different ways. The medications that I was, you know, prescribed, there were steroids as well that were affecting my mood. I had mood swings. I gained the weight. I'm having these rashes and all these sort of reactions. So it was a miserable start of our settling here. And it costed even my marriage. By 2009, we had to separate, and I was left alone now looking after three children. My firstborn, he was born in 1995, secondborn 1999, and the baby was born in 2005.
It must have been a really stressful time, Tendai.
Yes, it was. It was. So now when I was left alone, and I want to deal with the effects of divorce, and culturally, the blame is on the woman. It's like you're expected to do more to preserve your marriage. So some will be saying, so really, you have let your marriage break? What have you done? You need to do ABC. So I went into now a situation where I was blaming myself. It's my fault. Now, how am I going to manage this? So I would be crying and crying, and now I can laugh about it and say, you know, I was good at crying. But at that time, it was overwhelming. I am having this sickness. It was affecting my hands. That was my breaking point when I thought, I think I just have to go.
And for anyone listening into this conversation, if you feel like you need help at this time, you can call Lifeline Australia, 13 11 14. That number again, 13 11 14. Tendai, how important is it to encourage people to seek help, and particularly in thinking about your story and looking back on your experiences, your struggles?
Thank you so much. You know what? When I had a divine encounter, I'd say God saved my life at that moment. That was the beginning of a new journey of realizing what went wrong. Accepting that, yes, I've got a problem. Yes, I need help. And so from it, I then went back looking at my children. I saw this light like they are roses. And that gave me the purpose to live. And from it, because God saved me so that I can save others, I did the right things, seeking help from the right sources. I went for counseling. I had to talk to other people now. I had that strength to reach out to people and some were praying for me. I joined a church, and I was now going to church. That's where I began to be a pastor even. So many things were birthed from that moment of pain, that moment of having my life being saved. I've written a book. So I want to tell someone that there's a life beyond any challenges you might be facing. Going through divorce, it's not the end of the world. Losing a job is not the end of the world. Opportunities can come from the storm, from the trials. You can turn them into a triumphant outcome. Only if you choose to do that, speak out. Speak out. We are ashamed of what we are going through. That's why in this event tonight, we are unveiling the secret storms that these three speakers lived with. They could not open up, but a time came. And then now they are shining because I believe we are born to shine. So that's the story in a nutshell. Like, we go through challenges, but tonight we are saying you are not alone. Let us come out.
Tendai Ganga, thank you so much for sharing some of your story with us. It's a very powerful story and a real story of hope. Wishing you the very best of luck tonight with your Zoom session, an opportunity, a free session for people to be hearing and sharing life experiences with mental health and also overcoming trauma. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to Saturday Breakfast with Adrian Francis on ABC Radio Canberra.